Hey, thanks for having me. Happy Election Day.
Thanks, same to you. So, in terms of absentee voting, how many have you received as of the time of this conversation?
Well, we've obviously had a huge influx of absentee ballots this year. It's an election of presidential proportions. It's a post-proposal three provisions allowing people to vote absentee for no reason. And then the pandemic. Those three have really kind of created this environment where we are seeing absentee voting at a level we've never seen before, obviously. In Kent County, we issued 225,851 absentee ballots compared to just under 71,000 absentee ballots in 2016. Of those ballots, we have 198,804 returned compared to just under 69,000 in 2016. So what that means is obviously we've blown the lid off where 2016 was for absentee voting, but it also means that almost 40% of the registered voters in Kent County have already cast their ballots.
Grand Rapids is one of the cities that had the option of preparing ballots a day early, thanks to a law that the legislature passed saying that cities 25,000 and above could get things started, not tabulating the votes, but just getting them ready to count. Do you know how much got done yesterday?
So Kent County actually has five jurisdictions that are allowed to what we call pre-process absentee ballots, and Grand Rapids is one of them. Each of those five jurisdictions did take advantage of that extra time. And admittedly, when you've got a larger jurisdiction like Grand Rapids or Plainfield Township, or the other three that are using this, it shaves several hours off of the whole process. The key is just to make sure that whatever they do in that process protects the integrity and the security of the election. And I think they struck the right balance there.
And can you recap for us what the tabulation process will be for those absentee ballots going into today and tonight?
Yeah, it's a very different process than what we do in the precincts on election day. When the polls close, we get those results fairly quickly, and it's almost instantaneous from when I get results in my office to when the public will get them. When it comes to the absentee process, that's a different story. You know, we have almost 200,000 absentee ballots that have to get opened. Well, first they have to get their signature verified to make sure that that ballot is legitimate. And so then they open the envelope. They have to take the ballot with the secrecy sleeve out. They take the tab off, which helps protect the privacy of the voter and the secrecy of the ballot. And then they take that out of the secrecy sleeve. These ballots are folded up. Sometimes they're crinkled up. They have to be laid flat and unfolded, laid flat, and then they're put through the tabulator to be counted. So, you know, it's when you're talking about hundreds of thousands of ballots, it's quite a process just to get to the point where we can count those votes.
I mean, it's not exactly tabulation by hand, but it does sound like it's a highly manual process at best.
It's a very manual process, and because we have such a huge influx of absentee voting, we were able to secure federal CARES funding to do things like hire more election workers to count absentee voter ballots. We were able to purchase more equipment, such as tabulators, automatic letter openers, and software to help the process go more efficiently and securely.
Nice. So, what kind of turnout are you seeing so far today for in-person voting?
Well, like I said, you know, almost 40% of our voting population has already, you know, been there, done that. But it's interesting in the early morning hours of polls being opened, we're seeing a lot of areas that have a lot of people who have gone to the polls. So, you know, I would say crowded, but really it's you know, safely, physically distanced crowded. So, you know, there have been up to a couple hundred people waiting for the polls to open this morning. And that's really exciting. I'm really excited to see such energy and enthusiasm from our voters. So we do expect our polling locations to be busy throughout the day. Obviously, you know, the earlier mornings and the drive time after work is tends to be the busiest time. But if your listeners don't take anything from this conversation other than this, I hope it's that they know that whether they voted absentee already or they're voting today in the precincts, that it will be safe to vote, it will be secure to vote, and your vote will be counted.
You know, there had been some concerns about how all the interest in the election and the relatively high number of election challengers who stepped forward for training this year, whether that might have an effect on how the vote is counted. So far, we're only aware of very limited impact. You know, there was an incident at the TCF Center in Detroit yesterday as folks were preparing absentee ballots. How have things been going in Kent County?
Well, election challengers, poll challengers, that's nothing new for us. And so this is something that we've always trained our election workers to be educated about, to know their rights and their responsibilities. We've always worked with third-party organizations and our political parties who are interested in having poll challengers present on election day so that they can properly train those individuals to adhere to their rights and responsibilities. So like I said, it's nothing new, but there's just a little more attention being placed on it. And that's okay, because I think poll challenging is an important part of the transparency of the process to make sure that the integrity of the election is kept in priority. And we haven't had any issues here in Kent County.
Given the vigorous debate in the last couple of weeks on open carry at the polls, is there anything you'd like people to know about security at Kent County's polling places this year?
Kent County is doing everything possible to ensure that citizens can vote safely and securely. We're going to protect everyone's constitutional rights, and we're not going to tolerate voter intimidation of any kind.
We should say that if anybody is going to a polling place today, dropping off an absentee ballot and spoiling it to vote in person, that is a possibility. There are some people who may be making last minute decisions at really any of the elections on the ballot who might have just been concerned about getting their ballot in on time. Are there any other last minute considerations that you're trying to educate people about in these final hours of voting?
Absolutely. Our polls are open today from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you are already in line at 8 p.m., you can continue to stay in line and cast your ballot. If you are one of the 12% of Kent County voters who received an absentee ballot and haven't turned that in yet, do not put that in the mail. Make sure you drop that absentee ballot off to your city or township clerk, or you place it in one of the secure drop boxes in the jurisdiction that you're registered for. If you do not want to bring your absentee ballot back and you want to go in person to the polls, you can still do that. We encourage you to bring your absentee ballot with you, but if you don't have it, you can still show up at the polls, let the poll workers know that you had an absentee ballot that you don't have with you, but you haven't submitted it. They'll verify that, and then you'll be able to receive a ballot there and make your voice heard at the polls.
Hey, Lisa, this election has been a real education for voters who may have never voted by mail before. Do you think that going forward, we're going to see more of Michigan voting this way?
I think, again, this is the first presidential election we've had since Proposal 3 passed in 2018, allowing anybody to vote absentee without a reason. So I think, even before Proposal 3, naturally, we were trending more in increased participation of absentee voting. Obviously, Proposal 3 and the pandemic completely played into this influx of absentees. And so I think as we see more and more people voting absentee, I think we'll continue to see high numbers. But I still see a whole host of people still excited to go to the polls on election day. I'm one of them. I love to go to the polls and vote in person. I like to take my kids. I like to make it an experience for them. And so I think we will continue to see a higher number of absentee voting than we obviously have in the past. But I still think voting at the polling locations will be a strong option that many voters will choose to take advantage of.
Lisa Posthumous-Lyons is clerk for Kent County. Thanks for talking to us, and we sure wish you an uneventful day today.
Thank you so much. I think today's just going to be a celebration.